Racing information when and how you need it, on the air and on the net. This is Radio TAB.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome along to the Tasmanian segment of the Greyhound Show. And joining us, as he does every Sunday morning, is Greg Fay. Fighting fit this morning, Greg?
Absolutely.
That's great, because it's been a big week, hasn't it? With particularly for some leading trainers in the state.
Yes, three of the leading mentors have really flexed their muscles. Butch Deverell, probably most of all, in the sense that he's won the Illingworth Classic with, not a rough dog, but it was rough in that race, Callaway Ernie. But there was no fluke whatsoever, because he won the race completely on his merits, albeit a nose by a half head, a very thrilling finish. And I don't think there's much doubt Callaway Ernie's a budding star, and there's not much doubt that Butch Deverell's been the star for about four and a half decades. He just about owns some of these feature races. That was his third win in the Illingworth Classic. He won it with Copper Delight, which became the mother of another winner that he had in Eagle Eye, which won a lazy 42 races, and now he's won it for a third time. And he's also run 4 seconds in the race with Double Delight, Devil Seven, BJ's Delight, which was the little brother to the Great Big Moose, and Jethro. So he's just marvel. And if that wasn't enough, he's butted up the next day and won the Betfair Classic at Devonport with the brother, the little brother, Callaway Krusty. Now, he was a little bit lucky to win. It was a wet, dirty day at Devonport, as we know, and it was a demolition derby, that race. But he got through on the fence, and he won running away. He just knows how to win the big races.
Certainly does, and Russell Watts wasn't far behind. He had four winners for the week.
Yeah, look, he's another king of the babies, isn't he? He won with Silly Lucy at Launceston in race one on Monday night. He won with the Silly Lily. And Silly Lucy was certainly beaten in that race behind Silly Lily at Hobart Thursday. But I think what would have excited Russell more than that was on the wet, dirty day at Devonport, he's produced two first starters in what was probably the two best juvenile races run this year. And Irish Gift has finished all over the top of Buckle Up Harold, which had a big rap on him, and Bruni Venture to win the first of those juveniles. And then he won with Super Bowl, which just hung on to beat Breaker's Tip. Both of those first starters of Russell's look like high-class dogs in the making.
And not to be denied, Anthony Bullock with seven for the week.
Well, Anthony, yeah, numbers-wise, he usurped all of them, because he had a big night on Monday night with Helia Tangles and Classic Nico both winning short course races. The much-underrated brother to Helia Bolt in Helia Missile won the Grade 4 in fine fashion. And he butted up with Helia Evan, which won at Devonport, but then his best effort for the week was winning three of the four medley heats, the Vets Medley series, which started the 599 heats, and he had Classic Spence, which finished over the top of a few dogs that were playing games up front in his heat. Helia Oliver won running away. He doesn't win very often, but he did a very good job. And then dog that I just love, Mumford's Son. He's not Anthony's fastest dog, but I tell you what, he gives 110% every time he goes around, and he's a quality animal.
Now, speaking of quality animals, what about the current form of the Launceston Cup winner, Varco?
Yes, Varco, as we know, went to the mainland to try his luck in slightly bigger races, and that didn't work out, but he's still only a baby. He's only 2 years, 3 or 4 months old. Helia Bolt was chopped off early on Thursday night, but look, the way Varco ran, I don't think any dog in the state would have beaten him on the night, as was the case the week before. He had a battle for the early lead before racing away to a massive victory, 12 and three-quarter lengths. And, the 25.85 was akin to the 25.80 that he ran the week before. A-star.
Now, if we go back to Devonport, Greg, that first race, that distance race, there were some quality greyhounds in that.
It was a very good field, and look, there was a lot of exciting finishes for the week. That was a race with a tearaway early leader. Painted Dotty and Maury Barbar settled second and third. The powerful finishing Lou James was up pretty handy to the home turn. Maury Barbar hit the lead in the straight for Loretta McShane. Painted Dotty got up on the inside, Lou James down the outside, but when the judge came, called an end to it, it was ahead by half to Maury Barbar. Yeah, look, we've never had so many good dogs running around as what we've got right at the moment.
Now, with that very wet day at Devonport, only two greyhounds broke 26 seconds in the sprint races, Fritzen and Clubfoot, but they're both very well-performed greyhounds.
Yeah, Fritzen, I think, look, on wet days, there's no secret that outside draws can quite often be an advantage. Fritzen's a good front-running U-turn dog. He never looked like being beaten, and he beat a very good grade four field. And Clubfoot, well, he's one of the stars in the state on the nights that he can get a clear run, because he can be a bit of a duffer early. But he's a very powerful dog, and he's a big boy too. He's about 38 kilos.
Now, you tipped a Silly Lucy last Sunday morning. Didn't have to wait long. It was the first race in Launceston Monday night and duly saluted. What about a winner for us this week?
Yeah, I really like the run of a first starter of Ian and Eileen Thomas. Kinloch's Fury in the race behind Super Bowl. It stumbled at the start and was last off the mat, and on a really wet day to work its way through the field and run third, I thought was a really good performance, and she'll be winning pretty soon.
Okay, so jot that one down and we'll grab another one off you next week, Greg.
Thanks, Shane.
You're listening to Radio TAB across Queensland, South Australia, Tasmania and the Northern Territory.
Nine races coming up on the card in Launceston tomorrow night. Colin McNiff along with all the action. I've got Devonport Harness Racing to attend, so Colin gets the lighter program of the nine races. I missed that easier week, Rick. You got some winners for us?
Let's hope so, Shane.
I know. What about race number five on the card? I see Callaway Krusty, the Devonport Classic winners, come up with a red box.
Yeah, Shane, he's clearly the dog to beat, and at the moment, Butch Deverell's team's absolutely airborne at the moment, and box one, he looks the winner. 8 for second, Renewable Energy. He's got a bit of early speed and might be one of the likely leaders. 6, Class Barbie's got some chance. And I thought number 5, Benzema, has been going okay of late. 1 nearly a good thing to beat 8, 6 and 5.
Now the second leg race 6 is a grade 5. Rock Royalty's run numerous seconds. Can it break through?
Yeah, I've put it in the mix, Shane. It's a one batter. It just goes at the one speed for the entire journey. And look, there's a little bitch in here that broke the 30-second barrier at her only start at Launceston, and I refer to number 5, Her Highness. I think she might zoom to the lead, and I think she'll be very, very hard to beat. I think her kennel mate, Rear Window's got a very, very good chance. His runs at Launceston have been good. He's been placed 4 or 5 on this track. Thought he was second pick. I put in Rock Royalty for third. He's come up with box one, but as I said, he's more of a grinder than a sprinter, and he's got some hope. And I put in number 6, Winkley Charlie. He'll be storming home. His last run at Devonport when he ran fourth was very, very good. 5, 3, 1 and 6.
The third leg is the grade 4. We've got the Aston Galilee Patsy Ann with the mates Oscar Alf and Orange Boy engaged.
Yeah, look, they're in the mix, Shane. I really like Orange Boy. Even though it was only a 5-dog field last week, look, he powered to the line. He looked very strong. I just think that he's got an outstanding chance, and he's got a couple of dogs drawn inside of him that want to go to the fence. So he'll zoom down the outside. 8 on top. 6, Blue McCool. You can't go much better than what he's been going. He was a very good winner in Hobart on Thursday night. And if he happened to get down the fence last week behind the Helier Missile, he would have made it an interesting race. So I put him in for second. Oscar Ralph I put in for third. And I put in number 2, Roxy Rhythm. 8, 6, 1 and 2.
Well, tipping Murray Strickland in race 7 with Orange Boy. Murray's got Sir Slater in race 8.
Yeah, Shane, look, over the weekend doing this race, that there's no depth in this race at all, and I just kept coming back to Sir Slater. I tell the listeners I couldn't come in at the short odds because he's got a poor strike rate, but I'm going to put him on top. 6, Sir Slater on top. Winkley Rose is the value runner. Didn't mind its run when it ran 6th in the behind Despicable Matt at Devonport. Think it's got some chance. 2, Headier Flicker was close up at Hobart on Thursday night. Just got tied over the last little bit over the 5.99. It's drawn near the fence. And a dog that I haven't seen for a while called Get Up Alvin. Now, he's got pretty fair form. He's no doubt he's resuming from an injury. Gary Johnson's team's going very good, and I'd include him in everything that I played. 6, 8, 2 and 3.
That makes the quaddie for Launceston tomorrow night in the first leg, 1, 8, 6, 5. Second leg, 5, 3, 1 and 6. The third leg, 8, 6, 1, 2. Last leg, 6, 8, 2 and 3. Where's your best?
Shane, I kept coming back to race 4, number 1, Fast Turtle. What I like about this, and this might sound a bit weird, it's been 7 runs since it's been to the Launceston track. It's recorded 30 and 13 there, and I just think from box 1 it might zoom to the lead and run a very, very bold race. Race 4, number 1, Fast Turtle.
If class two, the best for Launceston. Devonport on Tuesday. It's a big day there with the Country Oaks and Country Derby heats. Race number five is the heat of the Country Oaks, and there's plenty of winning form to try and dissect here.
Yeah, there is, Shane. I really don't think there's many chances in the race after saying that. I think Kawasaki Rose is the key runner and the class runner of the race. I think she might zoom to the lead with number one, Classic Nico, so therefore I've gone three to beat one. I put in number six, Mini Mogul. Now, she's a much-improved little bitch. Now, I will tell the listeners that she clearly is a greyhound that likes to lead, and there's a lot of speed in one and three. So, you know, I'd include her in everything, but I think she's well back in third position. And I put in number two, Beautiful Bella. She's going very good, and she's a last start winner, and she found the line well at Launceston. 3, 1, 6, and 2.
Race number six is the heat of the Country Derby. What a tremendous field this is, led by the Launceston Cup winner, Varco.
Yeah, Shane, you can't go against him. He won an invitation in Hobart on Thursday night. Look, he's going super. He's had five starts on the Devonport track for five placings. He's had box one four times, and he never missed a place from box one. He's got to be on top. Two great tailors. Now, this greyhound, I nearly have to say, was nearly going to win last week when it got a severe check mid-race and it ran fourth. I think it's got a good chance. 7, Callaway Ernie's airborne at the moment, and he's just got a great will to win. He's my third pick, and I put Aroma Pache in for fourth. Now, he was showing up in the invitation behind Varco, got a bad check, and he ran last. But he's a very, very promising young dog. 1, 2, 7, and 6.
And that's leaving out the likes of Winburn Wizard, recent mainland winner, and also the informed Bit Hot Henry.
Yeah, it's a good race, but look, number one will be a short price favourite, and I just think from the draw he has to win.
Race number 7 on the card is the third leg of the quaddy, and we've got the likes here of up-and-coming stars, Groovy Lane, Barnes Bay, Winburn Blaze, just to mention a few.
Yeah, they're actually my three on top picks, Shane. I went with number 5, Groovy Lane. Look, she was powering to the line last start behind Lochname Wally. She's not beginning like she can, but if she happens to ping and jump on the bunny, she'll run very, very quick time. She's a very, very quick greyhound. 7, Barnes Babe, he's going very, very good at the moment. Box 7 won't be a hindrance. 2, Winburn Blaze, he hasn't raced since the 1st of April when he ran 4 from box 8. He clearly needs the fence, and he's got that this week. And I put in number 4, Golden Sage. I do think that it's a better U-turn dog than a circle dog, and its form at Devonport is very good. And you must remember, it sticks in the back of my mind, that one day it ran 25.57 there, so it's got a chance. 5, 7, 2, and 4.
And the final leg, the littermates sing the song and quick advance amongst the chances.
Yeah, Shane, I've gone with a greyhound that seems to have an affinity with Devonport, and I refer to number 7, Dominator Girl. Now, she raced in Hobart on Thursday night. Now, off the mat, she was 7th, and she zoomed through and she won easy. It was it wasn't a very, very strong field. I think she's clearly got to be on top. I put in number 2, Sing the Song, for 2nd. I put in number 5, Quick Advance, for 3rd. I was going to put number 1, Aston Fury, in for 4th, but he looked injured in Hobart on Thursday night, and he has to do a satisfactory trial before he races again, so he'll be coming out. So I put in number 4, Buckle Up Brett. Now, he'll be storming home, and he's been going quite good of late. 7, 2, 5, and 4.
Rick's quaddy for Devonport on Tuesday. The first leg 3, 1, 6, 2. Second leg 1, 2, 7, 6. Third leg 5, 7, 2, and 4. And in the last leg 7, 2, 5, and 4. What about a best bet for Devonport?
Shane, I'm still staggered to think that a greyhound called Silly Lucy was a moral beating in Hobart on Thursday night. If anyone can get a chance to get on the website, the Taz Racing website, and have a look at its run, Silly Lucy, it got a severe check down the bottom corner. Then it picked itself up and it was in seventh position, stormed home and ran third. I just think from box one it'll settle up, and it's got a dogging box two solo power that likes to get off the track. I think it'll win, and it'll be around the even money mark, and I reckon it's a good bet. Race 1, number 1, Silly Lucy.
Okay, can't wait for Devonport Tuesday. Race 1, number 1, Silly Lucy, and that's on the back of Launceston Race 4, number 1, Fast Turtle. Thanks for joining us again today, Rick.
Thanks, Shane.
And thank you for your company. Join us again next Sunday morning.
This is Radio TAB Australia.